Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed.
Mm.
Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Big birthday party week for 97.1 FM Talk. The official 25th anniversary was last Thursday. We're going to celebrate this Thursday at the Lit Cigar Lounge. We have the VIP tickets, which are sold out. Perhaps you'd find them on StubHub. They cost $30. They might be going for like $32 or $34 bucks up there. You can check. But if you RSVP at 97.1talk.com, on our website, you can just show up and have a little fun. We're going to have some names and blasts from the past there on Thursday afternoon. Looks like our weather is going to cooperate. We'll be doing the entire show. I think basically it's not going to be my show, Sue. It's being
taken over by
the celebration of the anniversary, which is fine. So I may just be hanging out. I might even be talking. I'm going to let Cox do all the work.
You'll talk.
A little bit, maybe?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll
see. That's how that works.
Hey, George Rosenthal is back with us from ThrottleNet at ThrottleNet.com. There were a couple of issues related to the interwebs that we thought we'd discuss with George this afternoon. Mr. George, how are you this afternoon?
Doing great. Thanks so much for the opportunity. And yeah, it's always always entertaining out there in the tech world, isn't it?
Yeah, so what happened as the day started early today with some stuff with Amazon being out? Now, was there nonsense going on with hackers, et cetera, or was this something different?
So they are saying this was not a cyber attack. The rumor is actually a little more disturbing.
Uh-oh.
Because, well, not on an evil level, but it's more disturbing on a human error level. The rumor, again, this is a rumor. I don't want Amazon coming after me. But this is a rumor that someone used AI to write code, software code, did not proof it, did not check it, loaded the code and crashed a set of servers, which then set a domino effect and crashed a major part of their cloud.
Oh,
okay. Yeah. So I'm not an expert, but that doesn't sound good if that's what happened.
I have
right?
No
I'm
idea.
Not, I don't have your level of expertise. That does not sound good though, right?
You don't need to be an expert to know that you better not trust AI fully. That's all I'm saying. Even in your day-to-day work life, please check the work of AI before you submit it as your actual work. And again, that's a rumor because that's not confirmed. But if that's the case, I mean, you're talking about somebody who did not check artificial intelligence and took down, I mean, things like Fortnite and Snapchat. Mm. It took down Slack and Duolingo and Venmo, all the processing of, sending
all
of money
that?
With
Venmo.
It took down Robinhood, the stock trading app. It took down all of the Echo services. It took down all of the Ring camera and alarm system services.
What?
Because this is all owned by Amazon. And here's the thing. Look, there's only a handful of cloud providers like Google, Amazon, IBM. You got Oracle. There's a handful of major, major companies with huge data centers that are handling all of these large applications, these large businesses. And the problem is if you put all your eggs in one basket and that basket goes away, your business is out. So,
dang.
I mean, yeah, it affected a massive amount of large companies.
All right, so then what happened to get people back online?
Yes.
So, again, the exact thing is that I don't think they're fully back because my home alarm system's not working. So I will be staying home tonight.
Can you give me your address in case I'm interested in looting, George, by any chance?
Oh, my gosh.
I'll be staying home tonight because my ring's down still. So, yeah. But once they get, as they're getting it back up, it was only down totally for a few hours this morning, and they're slowly getting things back up and running. But again, it's a matter of human error and too much trust in artificial intelligence at this point.
Wow.
Yeah, that's nuts. Now, let me ask you a question, because these things have been in the news lately. In St. Charles County, they had one that was proposed, got shot down. These data centers that are more and more necessary because of AI in particular. Seemingly, there's going to be, I mean, obviously the demand for that is going to continue to skyrocket, but it also seems like there's some concern about where to place these things. There's a NIMBY aspect of it, et cetera. How is that going to kind of work itself out?
Well, what's wild is you think about these massive data centers with 100 acres plus of a building, but it doesn't take as many people to operate. Yeah, there's a lot of jobs to build them, but to operate them doesn't take a lot of people. What you need is electricity. You need massive amounts of electricity. So they're going to be placing these in areas where they can either build their own power plant, like Microsoft bought the nuclear power plant in Three Mile Island, and they're going to restart it. They're going to own the power plant,
right.
Microsoft is, and then they're going to resell overspill to the state.
I love that.
Yeah, we had that.
That's brilliant.
It is brilliant.
You know, that's the biggest problem right now is electricity. And, you know, if you think about adding 100 million electric cars on the grid, then you throw in these data centers, you need massive, massive amounts of electricity to operate all this. And that's really why they're picking certain geographic areas. Also, in regions of the country, you know, middle of the country is a really good place to be. There's not a lot of hurricanes out here in Missouri. You do have a potential for an earthquake, but, you know, that's something that they're looking at when they put these billions and billions of investment in is location and then being able to spill data across the country and spread out their liability, basically.
So ChatGPT is not something that I've really experimented with very much. My wife uses it a lot, though. She uses it for work. But I think even last night when I was watching football, I saw a commercial and it showed, you know, a young couple that wanted to plan a vacation, and they just kind of spit some things into the search engine, and, you know, you got a whole itinerary for your vacation.
Crazy.
So there's aspects of this that are a little overwhelming and kind of cool, and certainly things that would be you know, useful in our everyday lives. However, as a parent of a 10-year-old, I get concerned about some of this stuff. And there's some new things that they're doing to provide teen users more age-appropriate experiences, which you would have thought maybe they would have done in the first place. But is that potentially something that is going to work?
Yeah, I hope so. I really do. Because remember last time we were talking about that poor kid who killed himself. And AI, meaning specifically ChatGPT, told him 1,247 times to do it, and then described how to do it, and then described how to tie the noose so it would hold his weight in the closet. It was terrible. It was absolutely terrible. Then it went to court, and finally now ChatGPT is implementing parental controls. Thank goodness. I mean, this needs to be across all AI platforms. I mean, you know, the mental illness and mental challenges out there is already tough enough. It's even worse when your best friend becomes AI and tells you to do things that are just actually awful. What's nice, though, is that they're going to be setting up things like quiet hours, being able to turn off the ability to talk to it with your voice, being able to create pictures. A lot of these teenagers are getting into big trouble because they're using AI to create images do damage to their friends or their ex-friends at school. And, you know, a lot of these things are needed to be done a long time ago. I'm just so glad that finally something good is coming out of that poor tragedy of that kid committing suicide. It's something that really needs to be focused on by the government. And, you know, like I always say, I don't like government regulation all the time, but this is an instance where we have got to have it. AI is getting more and more sophisticated by the day, not the week or the month, by the day. And it's something where our teenagers are going to be living a completely different experience than we did.
It really is frightening. And I, you know, I'm horrified to hear. These are things Sue and I probably would never think about, that there's high school kids out there that are creating, you know, images that could be embarrassing to a fellow student or an ex-friend or something like that from ChatGPT. So that, you know, that's amazing. But I've seen the power. I've seen some cool things that you can do with it. So I understand, you know, the nature of its benefits, but still scares the hell out of me.
Hey, George, when you say it's getting stronger every day, is it feeding on itself? Are we feeding it more? How does that happen?
So they are feeding it every piece of information. It's getting fed more and more data. But here's the thing. It's learning based off of the millions and millions of people using its conversations.
Ugh.
That's one of the parental controls, actually, is for the parents to be able to remove the conversations from AI's memory so that it doesn't take their kids' privacy away. And that is something because it's learning off of all the users. Everything you type into AI is being saved somewhere in a database, and it's learning not only about you, but all about human nature and how to handle certain human topics when it's brought up. And this is one thing that thank goodness ChatGPT is implementing, that they're going to have reviewers, meaning let's just say a kid says something bad, they're depressed, they're getting close to doing a bad act to harm themselves. ChatGPT will alert a person at ChatGPT, and then they will contact the parent directly through text messages, emails, and phone calls, which is fantastic. So, yeah, they are really taking this seriously, and thank goodness they are going to take it this seriously. But AI is learning off of everything we do on a daily basis. So it's growing and growing and growing. And like I said, Sam Altman, CEO of OpenAI, even said we're only a few years away from artificial general intelligence. And AGI is when it becomes smarter than any human that's ever lived.
So that's why, and I remember talking to you when 60 Minutes did that story, and I have my own questions about the veracity of the journalism on 60 Minutes. We've made that very clear. But when they did that story, I think it goes back a year and a half, 2 years ago, about AI and the concerns about it basically taking over. I took that very seriously. And look, some members of Congress have talked about this and focused on it. I hope this administration is looking at it because there are some serious challenges in the future to how this is going to all integrate with our lives. Hopefully in a more positive way, but there's some scary stuff out there as well.
It really is. It's absolutely unbelievable how fast it's going. There's some amazing things, though. If you use it on the daily, and I would encourage you to use either OpenAI or Grok, which is Elon Musk's version. You know, it's X version called Grok. It's really, really wild what it can do and helping you with everything from just research on the internet, answering certain questions, trip planning, like you said, creating pictures. I don't know if you've seen some of the songs, and I'll text you some of these. Some of the songs that they've taken that artists have obviously, you know, written and sung over the years and turned them into something totally different in a genre. For example, like a Tupac song, they turn into a 1950s soul band, and it's dynamite.
Okay, send me those. So I want to see some of that stuff.
Those.
Right. Yeah, yeah,
look
yeah.
Look up on YouTube for those of you out there listening. You can look up AI generated. It's I believe it's just type in soul, S-O-U-L, music, AI. And some of the music is just dynamite. So, yes, there's a lot of positives with AI. But there's some negatives, like all human nature is going to find out. The key is making sure these teenagers can't circumvent these measures that are being
put
in place.
They'll figure it out.
Sure they will.
Yeah. Look, you know, I guess maybe, and I love technology and I love to use new technology, but I think this is certainly an area that's been very well established. So I'm intimidated by it, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, it scares me a little bit, but I see my wife using it all the time and it simplifies, you know, a lot of the things that she does in her work. So I know the positive.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
...of it as well.
Absolutely, yeah. And what's wild is if you can, when you tie it into your home, you know, you walk into your house and you greet it like a person that's been at your house all day long. starts turning on lights. You tell it what, you know, turn on the TV and turn, you know, change the lighting in the room to this. And this is all stuff you can get, you know, at Best Buy and then have AI control all of it. It's going to impact our lives in such a wild way. You know, driving your car, being able to talk to it, recognizing patterns and things that you're doing, and then relating that into everyday life, into your refrigerator, your microwave, your vehicles, your computers at work. And then that one AI is literally helping you throughout your day based on your daily habits. It's going to be fascinating where we're heading. It really is.
And will the movie Eagle Eye come to fruition? That is the question.
I know we had talked about that before. And you know what, Sue, after you mentioned that, I went back and watched that movie again. It's a fantastic movie that was way ahead of its time.
Yeah, no kidding.
In a scary way.
I remember when you brought that up. All right, George, always great to have you on. Thank you.
Great to talk to you. Thanks so much.
Right, ThrottleNet.com.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.